Gee, agus fáilte go dtíon clár cuma lúctáis gcéanna seachna na seo le mí Tom Cormac with you as usual on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock and as always at this time of the night we say hope you can stay with us. It's a beautiful balmy night outside, so if you're out in the garden, make sure you bring the radio with you or bring your iPhone with you or whatever. And of course, you can also listen to us now here on Highland Radio on our new Highland Radio app, which you can download free from the App Store or from www.highlandradio.com. Of course, you can also get us on the World Wide Web at www.highlandradio.com. And you can even email us at ga@highlandradio.com. But, well, we have a busy programme lined up for you tonight, and we're going to indulge a little bit, of course, in Donegal's double success in Ulster last weekend, winning the double as the Ulster Minor and Senior Football Championship for the first time ever on Sunday, when Declan Boner's Donegal Minors defeated Armagh in the Ulster Minor final, and of course Jim McGuinness's Donegal avenged last year's Ulster final defeat by Monaghan, winning that game 15-1 in the big game in St Shamrocks Park in Clonus in Ulster's big day of football. But well, we're going to look back on those games coming up tonight. I'm going to be joined by former Donegal Minor manager Sean Clerken, and indeed Tom Bug Gillespie, well known coach and football guru down in Gweedore. And certainly it was a historic day for Gweedore on Sunday. 9 Ulster medals between minor and senior went back to the club on Sunday night. So certainly 3 senior and 6 minors. So certainly the renaissance seems to be on in the Gaeltacht out in the west of the county. We'll talk to Tom in a moment, and as I said, and we'll also talk to Sean Clerken in a moment. But first, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by former Donegal star and a man that had too many, I suppose, the more than he cares to remember, Ulster final disappointments, Brendan Devaney, to reflect on the game. Brendan, first of all, good night to you and welcome to the show.
Hey, it's all right, thanks.
Good stuff, and well, I suppose, like the rest of us, the weather has put us in good mood, but so too has Jim McGuinness and Declan Boner also put us in good form, as have the Donegal Minors and the Donegal Seniors.
Definitely, Tom, your introduction's kind of dipped my mood a wee bit. Thanks very much for the memories. But as you say, Tom, we had a few days there where we thought we couldn't win enough. So now in the last 4 years we've won 3. So amazing stuff. And like, I think the way the question marks over Donegal going into the game, you know, were all answered. And, you know, minors and seniors. And the tension in Clonus pre-match was amazing. You know, the amount of, you know, people who were talking about it, the excitement. And I know the game at times wasn't as exciting as a build-up to it, but there was always that tension there. But I thought it was a masterclass from Donegal.
Yeah. Well, one thing that has fascinated me since, and Jim McGuinness said it on Sunday evening in his pre-match interviews afterwards, that it was the biggest victory for Donegal under his reign. I thought that kind of strange, given, you know, what has gone before, winning Ulster after a long absence in 2011, going the whole way, winning in All-Ireland in 2012. But certainly it seems to have been a big victory. Well, after match hype or after match adrenaline flow, or was there more to what he was saying?
No, I mean, I think if you're going to analyse that, you've got to understand Jim McGuinness. And you know, for him, you know, no doubt Jim's a genius. Like, from what he's done with Donegal, where we were to where we are now, and like, he knows where he's at. And I think someone like him, and you've got to say, anybody that's really good at what they do. A lot of people, you know, you could say there'd be a newspaper article or somebody would say something about Donegal and you kind of say, forget about it, don't worry about it. Obviously, he takes that as an insult because he knows what he's doing right and he knows that he's got serious success from that. So I think as he built up to win that All-Ireland, everything was going right for Donegal. They had certain criticisms about the way they played, and, you know, even from that first day at Antrim, Ryan Bradley's man of the match, you can see how much it bothers Jim, the kind of criticism to his tactics and the way Donegal are set up, and more important, individually doing his players. He reacts very much to that because he's very much the figure that's looking after them and directing them. So, you know, that's the way Jim is. So I think that after winning All-Ireland and all the glory, and then, of course, the hype that comes with that and the scrutinisation. I mean, his comment about, you know, get worried about getting relegated 2 seasons ago started a debate that lasted for weeks. So everything Jim says suddenly become very important, which is rightly so. He was the main coach in Ireland. And I think then, the criticism of last year, obviously we lost heavily, you know, lost badly to Monaghan, 13-7, and got hockeyed by Mayo, and then we had an iffy start to the year. So I think in that time, maybe a few people in the media maybe went at him and criticised the way he was, but he knew what he was doing, and he's proved himself right this day. So I think all that weight that came to bear on him pre this match wasn't bearing on him in the likes of that all in the final. He's probably got, in some ways, kind of just cruised to it in many ways. He controlled every game. So I think question marks is over him and his players got into this match, and they totally, you know, responded to that. And I think that's where that comment came out of.
Looking back on the game itself, what did you make of the game, and maybe more so the performance?
A lot of people that come out, like I do 10 counties with a job, Tommy, you'd be going out kind of gauging reaction. You know, a lot of people kind of says Monaghan didn't play that well, and I don't think they did play as well as they could, definitely, but I don't think in many ways they were let play. I think Donegal were double scorers ahead of them, and what you've seen was a team, you know, forget about last year's game, Donegal and Monaghan, it was irrelevant to me. You've seen the masters of counter-attack and Ulster football, if you like, and you've seen a team that was pretenders to that, and Donegal was streets ahead of it, and played them and had some brilliant performances from the likes of Young McNeely's first Ulster final for Young McHugh, and you know, both of them were nearly vying for one of the match, and you know, the two of them were a real shot in the arm, I think, to Donegal from last year, and you need that wee bit of Paul Dobby's coming in, and I say, you know, even Paddy like, coming off the bench and kicking three brilliant points, and you know, everyone doing goals waiting for Paddy to kick on and do this, and it was brilliant to see that as well. So it gives Donegal a lot of confidence going forward for the next game.
And of course, you know, you mentioned quite a few people there. I think the one man that maybe rolled back the years, and I think he deserves great credit for his performance on Sunday and his leadership as well, but big Neil Gallagher.
Neil Gallagher, definitely. Yeah, he's just such a presence around the middle. And we were talking about it on the radio before the game, and we were concerned about his fitness and the intensity that Monaghan was going to bring. But, you know, anything above it, he's just such a pivotal man on the round there. And great to see Rory coming in as well. You know, you could see when he came on for the blood sub for Ryan, he didn't want to come off at all. And then Jim was very quick to get him on again. He just didn't want to leave the field of play. So you talk about hunger, like there's Rory, like mad to get in the action. He knows the business. I have to do give a special mention to Neil McGee as well. You know, Conor McManus going into this game, Tom, is certainly for me in the top three forwards in Ireland. And you know, I know somebody's saying he had some kind of sickness during the week, but in fairness, like, McGee had McManus at the other end of the pitch in it, and he just, the man's just an absolute colossus, and, you know, good luck to whoever has to be marked by him as the rounds go on, because, you know, there's no doubt for me he's the best defender in Ireland.
Yeah. Three games played so far, Derry, Antrim, both easy enough, and one could say, you know, Sunday's game was easy enough. I know Monaghan maybe got a goal to sparks a very short and many revival, but comfortable enough. Is Donegal very good, or is it that they're just getting the one on the easier side of the draw, or maybe Ulster isn't as strong as it used to be?
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, you're right. That one kind of outstanding team, but looking around the country, I don't know if anybody else has had a really tough game yet to any of the contenders. So I don't know if anything goes any different for them, but certainly you've seen it. I think we all seen it in Derry, just for a small couple of spells in that match, particularly in the first half and at the start of the second. They just didn't look like any way through, and it was a bigger wall than I've ever seen, even in 11 and 12, and that they just looked like that 45 completely protected. And even though people talk now about different teams coming at them with better forwards, I think fair enough, they might get in a bit more often, but Monaghan, I think, was 40-odd minutes in when Corey got that second point from play. You know, let's say a Dublin did happen to kick 4 or 5 points from play, and that time, I think that is the max you would get. We have the capability to split them down the other end. So I certainly think that Donegal are serious contenders, and I think the biggest thing for Donegal is now, Tom, nobody wants to play them. I mean, what forward would want to go into that defence at the moment? And, you know, that's going to be playing in people's minds, and good luck to whoever breaks it down. I can't see any team doing it with any great fashion. That they're, I mean, even a goal was somewhat of a mistake of hers at Monaghan get in for a show.
And what's the big change from last year? Was there a hangover, in inverted commas? Was that the big problem? Or is it the fact that maybe we have unearthed a couple of new players?
Well, I think the way we play and the way Ulster teams play, I think it's wild hard to keep that up. And even seeing it with the great Tyrone team that won 3, you know, the second year of an off year, nearly, I think about rattling the year after that, maybe. And because it's so intensive, and the bite and the attitude, you have to outwork the other team and be so up for the battle. And I think just because they were late coming back, all that fitness and drive and that day, we're just missing a bit. And once it drops about 10, I think it was going to go to him. It was almost like a bit of a bit of a write off. It just wasn't there. And the players admitted it themselves later on in the summer. It just wasn't there. But you can see after that game on Sunday, I mean, you know, that Monaghan hoodoo, and a lot of people thought Monaghan had the measure of us, you know, and fairness to them. And then they said, you know, this isn't the way. Like, they don't care who they play. We can turn the tables on them, and they did it. And, you know, you have to be proud of them. And I think the minors must have been training alongside them, because I think in the first half, they were very much set up like the seniors. And, I mean, what an array of talent there as well, Tom. So, you know, a brilliant day for them, I go.
And tell me, how far do you think they can go? I know there's a quarter final to come up. It's going to be either Armagh, Meath, or Kildare. It can't be Monaghan, but it can be either any of the other three. How far do you think they can go? A lot of talk already about Donegal Dublin semi final.
Yeah, I know it's maybe a bit disrespectful to the other teams if they play yet, but I do. The funny thing is, Tom, I'd be more confident of beating Dublin than I would be of winning All Ireland. But you know, for me, people probably think if you beat Dublin, you've won All Ireland.
Yeah.
I think because the focus will be so heavy on that, and their defence will be so scrutinised to stop them, I think it'll play in their hands. And I think it's easier to be the top. If a top defending team meets a top attacking team, I think the defending team has an upper hand every time, because you need skill and flair and try to open up defences. They're just less and less space now. So I think, you know, if you're going to be a battle, I'd rather be on the defensive side, because it's easier to break a team down. You talk about, say, Dublin's extra forwards and all the talent they have. The best fix is going to be always going to have trouble. And if you're bringing in young guys in, they've never experienced this before, and they won't be able to copy it and send in any. They're not known to be in there. And, you know, I don't think they'll find much space. But outside of that there, you know, is there another team like a Mayo or a Kerry could give us a different type of game? You know, I think you could be more wary of a side like that.
But there's nobody in the quarter final that holds any fears for you, is there?
No, I don't think so. I'm not looking to write them off, but, you know, as you say, everybody's waiting for this big Dublin night, so hopefully it comes, and we all love the trips to the capital, hey, so hopefully we'll be celebrating.
And tell me, you mentioned the minors, obviously that's a great achievement. An old boss of yours and a good friend as well, Declan Bonner, has done a fantastic job this year, worked with these lads for a couple of years, and I suppose it's probably gone a little bit under the radar, but he's won a Buncrana Cup with them, and he's also won a Jim McGuigan Cup at under 17 with this group of players.
So they're basically unbeaten in 3 years, Tom. And I mean, they could have actually cleaned Armagh out of it the last time. I think what you see in the Armagh, one or two games before as underdogs, and it's obvious, you know, maybe not that sure about themselves as a team, but still quite talented. And, you know, Donegal could have beat them out the gate in the first half. And fairness to Armagh, they came in late in the second half, and we probably expected to tag on a few extra scores, and then they didn't really come. And Armagh had four goal chances. And, you know, a couple of great saves and defensive blocks just kept them out. But, you know, I think that the talent there is unreal, even some of the subs that come on, and that, you know, they were a joy to watch. And I think, you know, it might be a nice wee double bet for the men they like to gamble out there.
Yeah. Anyway, you played in a few finals yourself, and I know you're reminded, you don't like being reminded of them, and they weren't very successful. Do you wish you were 10 years younger, or Jim McGuinness was 10 years older?
Well, me and Jim were good friends at the time. Maybe we were a bad influence on each other, but I don't see that much of him now, because between Celtic and he's away down in Gweebar there now, Tom, so I never see that much of him. Hey, but
yeah.
Listen, Tommy, I think looking at it now, my guess would be looking at Armagh were a bit like Donegal now, not as far as Lance, but they were tactically astute,
yeah.
And we weren't. We were off the cuff stuff, and, you know, we dealt them very close. You know, I loved to be in a team that was actually tactically prepared like they were, and give them a good rattle, you know, and certainly it took someone like Jim.
They wouldn't have lived, would you?
Well, you would never know, Tom, but you listen, that's all in the past, and just support the boys now, that's all we can do, yeah.
Look at Declan, Brendan, I know you have to leave us. Thank you indeed very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again hopefully soon. Former Donegal star Brendan Devaney, of course, reflecting back on that Ulster final victory of Donegal's against Monaghan last weekend. Just if you were out of the country, or you hadn't been reading your text or your Facebook or your Twitter accounts, Donegal won that game 15 points to 1-9. Oran McNeillis scored 3 points, Michael Murphy 2, and Ryan McHugh and Carl Lacey got up from the back to score a point each, and Maureen McHugh picked up the Man of the Match award. Indeed, there's been a further award for Ryan this week with GA.ie. That's the GA's own Well, new media award, which is voted on by followers of the GAA on Twitter and Facebook, and Ryan beat off competition from Kevin McMenamin of Dublin to pick up that award. Thoé Gost, Easter Clashon Clare, Cumann, Lucas Gael, Na Shachtan, Na Shot, Le Me, Tom Comac, and well, reflecting back on Dublin, on Donegal's double victory or double success at the weekend, and well, of course, Donegal seniors won that. Ulster Senior Championship with that victory over Monaghan. Donegal Minors as well had that victory over Armagh. We spoke to Brendan Devaney about it. I'm delighted to say I'm now joined by a Monaghan man, I suppose, who is maybe a little bit down in the dumps this weekend, but I think he's sufficiently naturalised Donegal man at this stage, Sean Clark, and of course the last man to manage a Donegal minor team to Ulster success before Declan Bonner. That was in 2006. Sean, good night to you.
Good night, Tom.
Well, first of all, before we commiserate with you and maybe put you through the agony of reflecting on the minor game, we'll put you through the agony of reflecting on the senior game. And I know you were involved with Declan when he was there as manager before as well at senior level. What did you make of Donegal on Sunday?
Well, Donegal was good, you know, Tom. I suppose it was never going to be the relation to top-class football. Is going to be a game of tactical battle between Jim and Malachy. And I suppose you'd have to say that Jim, you know, made the better calls on the day. It was a tough game, you know what I mean? And it was one of those games, you know, that you maybe couldn't take your eye off it, you know what I mean? It was tough, you know, when you got in possession, you had to be switched on and the ball was gone. So, I mean, a couple of things. You mean, you know, I think the matchup of Neil McGee and Conor McManus there was
that was a bit important. Of a surprise, wasn't it? Everybody was talking about
Well, it was a surprise, Tom. It was a surprise, but I think maybe for me, you know, it was very important because it freed up Carl Lacey, which I felt was a really good move. And we all know Carl Lacey now is a fantastic footballer, and he's also a fantastic, you know, playmaker. And in fact, I mean, that was very, very important for Donegal. And then we all know Neil McGee had a brilliant game on Conor McManus. But as we know now, we have our defence works and supports a really good system and a really good understanding. They've been together now 4 years. So I suppose the other thing for me, I'm a great fan of Neil Gallagher. I believe, you know, he's been the best midfielder we've had here in years. I feel he's a very big physical presence around the middle of the field, and was delighted that he was fit to stay on the field for the 70 minutes. I felt last year, you know what I mean, we started the game without him, and even when he came into the game, he steadied the ship up for us, you know what I mean. So I thought that was a big plus there, you know what I mean. So those things, I thought maybe, like, you know, young Ryan McHugh, you know, kept Desi Moan at bay for the whole game. There was only one, I think, if I remember back, Desi Moan made one big run up the wing one time when there was a missed pass from one of our players. But after that, we never seen Desi Moan. Even Vinnie Curry's runs up the field, we looked from last year, was also stopped. So, like, Jim and his management team, you know, had their homework done, you know what I mean? And I suppose for Monaghan, I suppose people can say that probably Monaghan didn't play that well. There's an old saying, a true saying, you probably play what you let play, and maybe that's what happened on Sunday.
Before we leave the senior game, have you been talking to any folks back home in Monaghan? What's been their reaction?
Well, I suppose Tom's given us. I wasn't telling any maybe just after the game, but I suppose the old cliche there, certain players, you know, people were saying that they weren't up to the mark and they were disappointed in them, but the general thing was that Donegal was a better team on the day and deserved to win it.
Yeah. Anyway, as I said, maybe it's not unfair to say it, but one of your main interests is underage football, and you've been highly involved. And as I said, prior to Donegal winning on Sunday, you were the last man to manage Donegal to Ulster minor success. That great team in 2006, which included Declan Walsh, Michael Murphy, Martin McElhinney, and Liam McClune. I think that's the four that have come through. Sean, what did you make of Sunday's win over Armagh?
Well, I was impressed with the minors, but, you mean, I have said all along that I felt we had a good minor team, you know what I mean, and I suppose, you know what I mean, it started when, you know, Declan took them over down to 16, you know what I mean, and then had them on the 17 and right into minors, you know what I mean, and I think it's grossly important, you know what I mean, that, you know, a manager in his backroom team gets to know the players, and I suppose for too many years you're appointed, and maybe I can speak about myself when I was appointed in 2005, I knew very little about the players, you know what I mean, and I learned a lot from 2005 that I brought into 2006. And for Declan here also, I mean, Declan, you know, was a great backroom team with him as well. Declan has put a lot of work into this, you know, and even being a manager of the 16s and 17s for the last couple of years. He also got himself involved in Stephen Friel's backroom team last year, you mean, and he was in there to assist Stephen, but he was also in, I would say, to get a feel of what minor football was about and what level you probably had to be at to be able to compete, you know what I mean? So he has made a big effort, you know what I mean, and you know, he got his reward on Sunday, you know what I mean? And I know maybe working with Stephen and Gary Duffy and the lads last year, I think 8 of the team that started on Sunday was in the panel last year. So, you mean, they were developed last year as well, you know, through the minors, and those players got an insight to what minor football was about. So, again, it's the old story. You put the hard work in, you know, you sometimes get the rewards for it.
Mm. And I know it's always very hard to gauge from year to year, and I know it's very hard to gauge from province to province and indeed from county to county. But how good is this Donegal minor team?
Well, I suppose, Tom, you mean, for Sunday, you know, the things that I liked about them was, you mean, and maybe I would say from a management point of view, you mean, that, you know, it was quite clear in the training they have been doing for the last number of years that have come onto the field. And I know, like, and I can say this with my heart and my heart, you know what I mean, that Sean Noonan, who worked and trained the team in 2006, you know, is an excellent coach. You know, he's very thorough in his work, you know what I mean, and every session he does is as focused. And I felt maybe if we go through the team on Sunday that our defence was very disciplined, you know what I mean, and I think maybe if we give away 5-6 scoreable frees for there was max. I felt, you know, the discipline and the tackling on the near hand was very good. I felt, you mean, the work together. You know, it was nice to see young players like Kieran Gillespie, you know, rising the square and tapping the ball down to Danny McMonagall with ease and with that understanding. So defensively, you know, I felt, you know, I know young Andrew McLean come back in there and did sweeping job, but as a unit, they were very good. You know, middle of the field, you mean, Niall Hardy and Keel McGonagall are two very big, able, strong fielders of the ball, and they work hard, you mean. But even in the game, you know, the breaking ball, the lads of Rinford, and like up front, you mean, you have to say the six forwards, you mean, I'd have felt, you know, the six forwards, you mean, it was hard to pick out who the man of the match was between them. I thought, you know, the half-forward line was majestic. I thought the work of Michael Carr and Owen Bann Gallagher there was magnificent in the middle ground. That they covered, like, I mean, and Stephen McBrady again, you know, three excellent footballers in that half forward line. Like, it was early in the game, I think Stephen McBrady, after maybe 7 minutes, he kicked the ball over the line at the right half back position. I mean, to cover the amount of ground he was covering. And then inside, you know, I mean, like John Campbell, big man, you've the option there, you know, the high ball into him, you know, low ball, he took his goal really well. And then for the two wee men, you know, Lachlan O'Connor and Jamie Brannan, you mean, the walk rate of them and showing for the ball. You mean, they really ran amok through the Armagh defence, you mean. But I suppose in saying that, you mean, we'd have to say that the quality of ball into them was excellent. But again, you mean, you have to be fair and look at the opposition. And Armagh, you mean, you know, Donegal will certainly meet much stronger opposition down the road. And they probably won't get all that time on the ball. But overall, to me, you mean, yes, there's Declan and the boys have a lot to work on. With plenty of mistakes made. You certainly were disappointed with the second half, and you know, they know they're young, they're 16, 17 years of age, but you mean they took their foot off the gas, you mean they let Armagh back into 5 points. You would feel, you mean, that they weren't going to lose the game, but you mean, I suppose the same happened in the Derry match. So it's something, you know, for Declan and his backroom team there to address for the next 2 weeks.
And a big Aini Seán influence, Danny Monaghan in the cornerback, Tony McLennan, Tony McLennan centre half back, Keelan McGonigal at midfield, and John Campbell at full forward. And as somebody that's probably very pro Kalash, Aini Seán, can I say that's an influence that's probably coming through as well?
Well, you're 100% right, Tom. I mean, make no mistake about it. I mean, I don't know if four Aini Seán players ever to be on a Donegal minor team, especially not on a winning team. And I was privileged to work. Sean Noonan was manager of the team, was beaten by St. Unions in the final the year, you mean, and Danny McMonagall, and Tony McLennan, like, you know, centre half back, you know, you know, a very pivotal position, and to get a position, even McGonagall middle of the field, John Campbell. But there's no doubt, Tom, no doubt whatsoever, the experience those lads pick up crushing the show for the last number of years and playing at a higher level. And I kept saying this and saying this, you know what I mean? It's a great stepping stone, you know what I mean, from club football. And, you know, in some cases there, some of those lads may be playing Division 2, Division 3 club football. And, you know, when they go to play a county level, it's a big step and maybe sometimes a step too far. So, you know, the crushing the show is a good stepping stone there. And there's absolutely no doubt, you know what I mean, that it assists them big time. You know, when you had a young Diver there on the line as well, a really good player who didn't get in the game on Sunday. But I mean, five lads, you know, from Inishowen on the squad, was, you know, was what we want.
That's okay. It's a collision. Clark, come and look at Scala Shockton. I should meet Tom Cormack. One of my guests just speaking there is Sean Turkin tonight. And, well, Inishowen may have four players on the team, but certainly. The real celebration this week has been out in the West in Gweedore, because the club alone has six minors, and of course there are three seniors as well involved in Neil McGee, Eamon McGee and Oran McNeillis with the seniors, and well, six of the minors, five of them actually played, three of them started on Sunday. And well, I'm delighted to see him joined by, I suppose, a man that maybe has a big say in all those young players coming through, Tom Bug Gillespie from Gweedore. Fáilte ráit, Tom. Well, you're certainly, I'm sure, big celebrations in Gweedore this weekend on Sunday night. Nine Ulster medals, three senior, six minor going back to the club. Surely a record.
Yeah, it is, Tom. You know, it's fantastic to see the boys doing well for, you know, the two McGee's and Oran for the senior team, and the six lads then with the minors.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's great for the club, you know, and, you know, there's great excitement in the parish, and, you know, there's a lot of talk, and there's great colour as well.
Yeah, well, as we said, Kieran Gillespie, and you heard Sean Turkin mention him there, he started full back Kieran Mulligan, and Michael Carroll played very well in the half hour. And of course, Michael comes from that great Carroll dynasty down there. Niall Friel came on, Gavin McBride also came on, and well, Gary McFadden didn't get a run out, but he's very much part of the setup as well.
Definitely so, Gary. He's you know, it's a strong squad, and he didn't make the first 24, but he's a key man in Declan Boner's 30-man squad, and you know, he's playing for the Gweedore senior team, and you know, he's a minor again next year, and it's you know, Gary's learning, and you know, he'll bide his time, and he will get his chance to prove himself, Tom.
Where have all these players come from, or how has it come about that they've all come through?
Well, I suppose around about 2005, we decided to, you know, start the board on Organ Gweedore, and, you know, we started down at on the Rates, you know, on that 05, and that's where these lads have started with Brendan Boyle at, you know, around about 2005, 2006, and, you know, I took over then at, you know, around about when they were under 11, under 12, and to be fair, these boys are committed, and, you know, they want to play, and, you know, they want to play for the club and play for the county, and, you know, they work so hard, and, you know, they're always, you know, when they're not up with Declan, you know, they're doing a bit themselves down in the gym and everything, and they're great role models for all the young people in the parish, and, you know, it's great to see, Tom.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Tom Bug, the clock is about to beat us, but it would certainly seem that, well, Gweedore very much on the rise again. You must be really looking forward, maybe not this year, but in the coming years to all these fellas going up into senior football, and Gweedore becoming that great force they were again at senior level.
Well, that's the plan anyway, Tom, but you never know with young fellas, but, you know, the signs are good, you know, these lads are committed, and, you know, they're top players, and, you know, the challenge is for the club now is to try and keep the coaching going, and take more young fellas through, you know, and on to county and club, you know, Tom.
Tomás, my thanks to Tom, to Tom Bug Gillespie, to Sean Diver, and to Brendan Devaney on Clark Cumann Clark Cultaskill. Now, Shachtan is Shaw, Lemie Tom, Homex, Slánagas Bannock.